When local businesswoman Barry Freeman donated a handful of vertical hydroponic gardening systems to the Coalition for the Homeless's Women's Residential Center in March, she wasn't just making a material donation. She was also making an investment in the futures of the residents at this shelter, which houses women and children escaping from domestic violence, homelessness, and poverty. The gardens, simple contained systems that grow vegetables in columnar containers without soil, were placed at the center in March, and they're already growing tomatoes, squash, and other healthy edibles that can be harvested and served with meals for residents at the shelter. The goal, according to Freeman, is to get the women living there to take an interest in healthier eating and to also give them an activity that can help them build confidence and skills they can put to use later in life. When you end up in an emergency shelter, you're starting from scratch. Everything can seem daunting. A simple task like growing tomatoes for your evening meal or harvesting lettuce you cultivated yourself can be empowering, and it could introduce some women to skills that could lead to jobs in the growing green economy. Freeman says that one of the women who worked on the garden recently got a job working on a sustainable housing project that constructs earthships in the Southwest. That's an extreme example, of course. It would be unrealistic to expect hydroponic gardening to change everyone's life that way, but it could help give women the leg up they need to realize that they are capable of successfully cultivating, nourishing, and harvesting something worthwhile.